Ni hao. Hi, everyone. I'm Steve Dudgeon. I work in the Windows Device Group, and I focus on wireless networking and Miracast and docking scenarios. So again, thanks, as Jonathan said, thanks for being here. This is the last session of the Shenzhen event, so we really appreciate you being here. I've got even more to tell you today, so you're going to add on to the overload that you already have. But I'm excited about what we're doing with docking, so this is a great opportunity to share our story on this. So docking with Windows, it's all about helping people be more productive. We want to make it easy for Windows users to take their phones, tablets, and laptops and easily transition to a full desktop experience. In today's session, I'll be sharing our universal docking vision and principles, and will provide guidance for creating great docking hardware for Windows 10. I'll be covering both wired and wireless docking scenarios, and you'll get an opportunity to see live demos from two of our close partners, both ActionTech and DisplayLink. So what do we mean by universal docking? There's really two different parts to this. First of all, Windows docking follows a common user experience, whether you're using a Windows phone, tablet, or laptop. Second, we want a docking experience that plain just works, whether you're connecting over a cable or over a wireless connection. To make this a reality, a Windows Universal Dock must follow specific design principles or guidelines. So for wired docking, the dock must supply a USB Type-C connection that delivers both power, data, and display capabilities. Fallback to DisplayPort over USB Type-C alternate mode must be supported. And then fallback to indirect display is also supported. I'll be talking more about what indirect display is a little bit later. So wireless docking is designed to work over 802.11ac or 11ad or YGig, and requires a capable WDI driver from a Wi-Fi partner. So Wi-Fi link speeds are needed to support, high link speeds are required to support low latency and the highest display resolutions, such as 4K and multiple monitors. The most demanding scenarios will require an 11AD connection to the docking station, but we believe an 11AC connection can still provide a surprisingly good docking experience for many users out there. So wireless charging is available today for many phones, but not for tablets and laptops. When this does become available, which we believe it will at some point, Windows will be ready. While we believe full wireless operation is the future, in the short term, we'll want our wireless docks to support a wired USB Type-C connection as well, so the user can always still plug in and get received charging, and then for the full capabilities of data and display over a high-speed reliable connection. This port can also be used to support a charging pad or a wired dock connection. So let's take a closer look at wired docking. The Windows 10 Anniversary Update provides native support for USB 3.1 Type-C. A single cable does it all, including power delivery for device charging, as well as support for USB devices and external displays. DisplayPort over USB Type-C alt mode should be supported. Other alternate modes can be used, but to ensure interoperability between the source and the docking station, the devices must support fallback to DisplayPort. This preserves the compatibility that the user would expect when they buy a universal dock. That's our goal, is to truly implement universal docking, where you can buy a dock and it'll work with any Windows 10 device. The Windows 10 Anniversary Update also supports what's called indirect display over USB Type-C. This is a simple user mode driver model to support monitors that are not connected to traditional GPU display outputs. An example would be a USB dongle that's connected to a PC that has a regular VGA, DVI, HDMI, or DisplayPort monitor attached to it. The indirect display interface works over all USB ports, including Type A and Type C, with and without alt mode. So fallback to indirect display is also supported in our docking model. If USB Type-C alt mode is not available, then the indirect display can be the final fallback option for the universal docking. So DisplayLink has an indirect display driver. They're the first to write to this interface, and we're in partner with us on this. And it's available for download today, and it's being used by hundreds of thousands of users today with great results. So we've been working with Intel to help ensure that fallback to DisplayPort alternate mode works with Thunderbolt 3 enabled systems. Here are some more MSDN links for more information. I should mention that this slide deck will be available for download a little bit later this week or next week. So you'll be able to download this and then click on all these links and be able to get more information on each of the topics here. So today there's no hardware compatibility program for a docking station. You don't go and certify a docking station today with HLK. Instead, a Windows 10 device undergoes certification testing while attached to the docking station. And the docking station is treated as a multifunction device. So we're considering changes to our hardware compatibility program in this area to support our universal docking vision. But I don't have any details to share today on that. So we'll be publishing detailed guidance on wired docking here in January. So for our wired docking demo, I'd like to introduce you to David Hargraves and Piotr, who's a helper here with DisplayLink. Hey, David. All right.
Thank you. Mihao. Hello. It's really great to be here in Shenzhen at WinHack, and really a lot of thanks to our Microsoft partners for giving us the opportunity to come and demonstrate what we've been doing in wired docking. So Windows 10 is, I think, the best platform in the world for productivity and for creativity. And the reason I'm really excited and passionate about docking is a great way to enable users to be more productive and more creative by providing ways for users to really flexibly add more display real estate, more screens, all the peripherals that they need. You can give users the opportunity to be more productive and be more creative. And this is something that we're very keen on, very passionate about. So DisplayLink is a fabulous semiconductor and software company. We've been around for about 12 years. We've been shipping docking products, universal docking products, into the market for over a decade. So it's something that we've developed a lot of experience in. But as Steve said, we've been working very closely with Microsoft to really try and ensure that from Windows 10 anniversary update, there's much better support in the operating system for the kind of products we ship. So here's an example. This is a Dell Universal Dock. As you can see, there's a Type B USB cable here, so it connects to a host over Type A or Type C. And we're going to demonstrate that with another product over here shortly. This product has our DL5000 series chipset in here. We've got a couple of HDMI ports that will do 1080p video. And there's a DP socket here that will do 4K P30. There's other functionality. As Steve said, it's a multifunction dock, so it's all provided over that one cable. You've got a gigabit Ethernet port here for wired Ethernet backhaul, which is very popular in the enterprise. And there's a hub inside here for additional USB ports, and they can provide the extra connectivity a user needs for their keyboard, their mouse, their mass storage device, and all the other peripherals that they need to use. And they can then plug that in with a single cable. So we're going to now demonstrate our DL6950, which is our latest flagship product. And this is new. It basically supports a much higher resolution. It supports dual 4K P60. So we've got a couple of Dell 4K monitors here on the desk. And the docking station, similar to this one, provides the other functionality. It provides wide Ethernet. It provides it provides audio. Audio in and out. It also will channel audio over DP or HDMI. It can provide 5.1 audio, and it provides USB ports for the other connectivity. So we've got a Dell XPS 13 host here, 15, beg your pardon. And as you can see, the two screens have just lit up. Piotr just plugged in over USB Type-C, this cable here. And this is the docking station with the screens connected there. You've got your keyboard here, your mouse here. And obviously, you could have other peripherals just over USB. So it's really flexible, really easy way for a user to get more screen real estate. And I think, you know, particularly today, as form factors of Windows devices are getting smaller. You know, you've got fewer connectors on the devices. Customers want to remove connectors. The screens are shrinking, but users still want to be productive. So it's great to be able to connect to more screens and more devices. So Steve also mentioned it's not just over Type-C. We support this over Type-A or USB over any other media. So Piotr is going to show that switching here. Oh, I missed a step here. We've got this 4K high frame rate video here, which is being delivered over this USB 3 link. So this is, showing, you know, kind of good level of frame rate and good level of video quality. So, yeah, we're going to show this dock now connected over Type-A. So it's the same dock. It can connect over Type-A or Type-C to a host. And, again, this is really important for IT managers. We find a lot of our products sell into enterprise IT for big Fortune 500 companies where there's a range of devices that the IT infrastructure wants to support in a kind of bring-your-own-device ecosystem. And some of those devices have Type-C, some have Type-A, they'll have different connectivity. But the IT managers want to provide a single docking experience that they can put a single dock on the desk and it can connect to all those different Windows devices. And as you can see, we've now connected this over Type-A, over a standard Type-A USB. You've got the same display connectivity, the same screens, all the same peripherals working on that. And then we're going to show, one of the things that excites me about this is it's very scalable. And we've got two screens here, but we have demonstrated many more screens connected over this single USB. So the technology allows you to effectively daisy chain the devices. And Piotr is going to plug in a third screen now, just into one of these downstream USB ports. And hopefully, if the demo gods are being kind, and yes, it's just appeared there. Again, this just shows that the real scalability and flexibility. You could add more screens if you wanted. You could have, you know, four or six. And it all just gets powered over that one USB. The display connectivity works across hubs, so it's really flexible in the way it works. And as I said, you know, it's very important that this supports a range of different hosts. There's a lot of Windows devices out there made by many of your good companies. And we're going to show this also connecting to a Surface Pro. So the same dock, same connectivity, all the same peripherals connecting to this Surface Pro 4, again over Type-A. And again, we find that one of the big value propositions of this universal docking is trying to support a range of different devices, from tablets, convertibles, detachables, and traditional laptops, but all basically using the same docking scenarios. So again, you can see the same screens have popped up here. He says, oh yeah, that one flicked briefly. It couldn't go too smoothly. So, this is really basically showing the full solution of what we can do. In terms of what's coming next, the main focus for us in terms of our partnership with Microsoft up to Windows anniversary update has been wired docking, but we're also looking ahead towards wireless docking and developing a UWP one-core driver and supporting all the range of chipsets that Windows 10 will be running on, so including Snapdragon, Intel, and AMD. So that's going to be some of the stuff we're working on in the future and also bringing this support to Windows Mobile. And that's basically, you know, what we have to show. But, you know, really we're trying to show a very flexible, very scalable, universal docking solution that gives users the ability to be very productive and very creative on Windows 10. Thank you very much.
So let's move now to wireless docking. As I mentioned earlier, our vision for universal docking applies to wireless as well, and is designed to work over 802.11ac or 11ad. So wireless docking requires various underlying technologies. So I want to step back and provide a roadmap describing key features that enable wireless docking on Windows. Since we first started supporting Miracast wireless display back in Windows 8, we've continued to add new features and improve reliability and performance in Windows, all the way through now Windows 10. In Windows 10, we added the Wi-Fi driver interface model, which allows provides a simplified universal driver model, so a single driver can be compiled to work across all the Windows 10 form factors, including mobile, desktop, IoT, HoloLens, and Xbox. In the same release, we also enabled a native shell experience to connect to a wireless dock. This allows Intel and Qualcomm to integrate their YGIG docking products, which they've done, to tie into the Windows user experience. In the 15.11 update, we added Miracast support for user input backchannel, or UIBC. This allows the display side to support input device when attached to the wireless display device. So we allow input, including touch, keyboard, and mouse input when connected to the Miracast sync. In the anniversary update, we added an inbox Miracast receiver application, or connect application. This release also added support for indirect display, which I've already talked about. In the upcoming Windows 10 Creators Update, many new underlying technologies are being added. I'll be covering these a lot in more detail a little bit later. But there's one I wanted to point out in specific here. We're co-engineering with both Intel and Qualcomm to enable 802.11ad or YGIG support natively in Windows. Intel and Qualcomm and a third partner are working on 11ad WDI drivers for Windows. We're closely collaborating to ensure that there is seamless 11ad interoperability between Windows devices and with 11ad access points, many of which are provided through the Qualcomm reference designs. So the Creators Update will support 11ad connections for internet connectivity and limited peer-to-peer scenarios over YGIG. So commercial-ready support for 11ad universal docking, we won't be able to deliver that in the Creators Update, but it's coming in a future release. I also want to mention here, in the future list, we have added MA-USB support for iSOC devices and a proximity connect feature for docking. So I want to take a moment to talk about our ongoing investments in Miracast, which is still a strategic focus for us. We've improved first-time connection rates up to 90% for our Tier 1 Miracast devices. That is a Windows 10 device that uses a WDI driver and a WDDM 2.0 display driver, connecting it against an ActionTech or a Surface Hub Miracast display. As you can see, this is quite a bit improvement in connection rates, first-time connection rates to Miracast, and we're continuing to work on this area to make it better and better as the releases go on. In the Creators Update, we're also adding a really cool new feature called Miracast Display over Infrastructure Networks. That is, when the source device has a connection to a Wi-Fi access point, we can make use of that access point infrastructure connection to talk to the Miracast display side through that connection. So the main benefit of that is that you avoid the multi-channel problems that can often happen when you're trying to project to a Miracast display over a Wi-Fi direct while also maintaining a connection to your AP, which results in multi-channel operation where the radio has to switch between channels to talk to both endpoints, and it really reduces performance. But with in early testing with infrastructure support here, it's just this is going to be a really great feature. The performance has been really great with it. So we're looking forward to making that available. Now, one interesting thing here, when you think about Miracast connections, you could, if it was unconstrained, you could basically project your Miracast display across the world somewhere, right? Through the internet to an endpoint. What we're doing here is we're discovering the device still over a Wi-Fi. So the Wi-Fi discovery still occurs even when you're connecting across infrastructure. But the receiver end is providing connection information back during its advertisement, so the source knows the IP address of how to connect to it. So what wireless docking experiences do we support today with the anniversary update? While I put this in here, it's not really docking, but we do support wireless display over this Miracast capability over Wi-Fi with this UIBC feature. So I want to point this out that this really is moving toward a docking experience. Once you add input devices on the receiving, on the sync side, what you're really doing is a low-end docking connection. And we'll be seeing a demo a little bit later that illustrates the power of this and how some of our partners are taking advantage of this today. So this is available today with the anniversary update. So I think this is a very powerful capability that has potential for products or additional products in this area. So we support Miracast wireless display with UIBC input to a Miracast sync device. ActionTech and Surface Hub provide great wireless display support. The HP Elite X3 phone and HP LapDock is another great example of a real innovative product that enables docking experience from a Windows phone device. Dell also, they ship wireless monitors that support Miracast display, and including one with a built-in charging pad. So there's vendors already doing some of this work today, even with Miracast. See the MSDN link here for guidance on how to build great Miracast solutions with the anniversary update. This link was we just published to MSDN about 2-3 weeks ago. It includes great details, including all the extensions we're using with our top partners to get the best experience with Miracast. Again, this is reflecting anniversary update capabilities, which is in market today. Also, so on the docking side, both Intel and Qualcomm provide very capable, high-performance 11AD or YGIG docking reference designs today. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with those already that are in the market. These partners have really done great work to implement 1180 docking with Windows. While these products don't follow our new universal approach, we're working very closely with both of the partners on how we can align in the future. Both are very interested in this universal approach. So you'd be able to purchase a dock and use it with other devices rather than being locked in to just one vendor. So let's move now to the Creators Update, which is coming out here in spring 2017. In the Creators Update, we're adding several new docking or wireless docking options, adding on to what we do today from the anniversary update. The major new technology we're adding is media agnostic USB, or MA-USB. This makes it possible to support a wide range of USB devices on the dock side, including input devices like we had with UIBC support. But we also now will support storage devices like thumb drives, display devices, and an Ethernet like LAN backhaul. We're adding USB audio and webcam support in a future release. ActionTech is enhancing their Miracast display products to support this and is a co-engineering partner with us. While the Miracast standard is currently limited to a single display, the indirect display model enables support for more than one display. We're working closely with DisplayLink who's working on a wireless duck reference design that uses this indirect display model and supports MAUSB also. So we'll be supporting all of these docking options over 11AD in a future release. And we'll be publishing more detailed guidance in January that covers the features that will be in the Creators Update. So what are the requirements for a best-in-class universal experience? The key components of a universal wireless dock that work with Windows are shown right up here. In this particular design, note that the source device has listed an 802.11ac 2x2 Wi-Fi radio. So here the requirement is 2x2 just to get the throughputs needed to support a docking, a reasonable docking experience over 11ac. So this allows us to do higher performance channel bonding and a much faster Wi-Fi connection between the source and the dock device. The design should also accommodate future support for 802.11ad, as I mentioned, or YGIG, which we're working to enable. And we'll be supporting proximity connect, disconnect in a future release. So the dock should support Bluetooth for proximity beaconing. So here, media agnostic USB, or MAUSB, and another standard called the Wi-Fi serial bus, or WSB, they're both based on industry standards. So as we do with all of our Microstar products, we do follow industry standards, especially when we're defining a universal solution like this. We don't want to implement something on our own that doesn't have broad industry support. So more information about these standards are provided through the links from this slide. So here are some more details about our MAUSB support in the Creators Update. First, we're only enabling MAUSB support as part of the wireless docking scenario. This will be extended in a future release. The WSB standard uses Wi-Fi direct service advertisement. It's not quite as mysterious as it sounds. It's just a means of advertising that this is a dock there. So Windows, the shell, actually uses or listens on WSB to discover the wireless dock so that the user can see it, the dock type, through the Connect User interface. And that's for initial pairing to the dock. So with MAUSB, the USB devices appear natively to Windows through plug-and-play enumeration. As mentioned earlier, input, storage, display, and Ethernet devices are being supported initially, with audio and webcam to follow later on. That falls under the ISOC support. So let's take a look at the wireless docking user experience. For those that are familiar in this area, there's nothing new here, but I just wanted to bring everybody else up to speed on how it looks today and what the user can expect to see when they pair to the dock. So Windows 10 provides a built-in, consistent user interface for wireless display and wireless docking. From the Action Center, selecting the Connect tile brings up the Connect user interface, where wireless devices can be selected for pairing. If an application supports the cast to device, the device picker interface will be available also. So here's a walkthrough that shows the user experience during first-time connection to the wireless dock. First, the Connect UI allows the user to find the wireless dock and connect to it. In this case, you see devices described as a dock type. In this case, this is actually a YGIG dock from one of our partners. So here you can see in the blown-up view here that Jen's HP YGIG dock new is the name. So here, the user connects to it. When the dock is chosen, the user observes that the connection is in progress. The user may need to approve the connection pairing from the dock side at this point.
Once connected, the settings are stored in a profile, which is then used on subsequent connections to the dock. The dock itself also has this checkbox called Connect Automatically. If the Connect Automatically checkbox is chosen, this is again for 11AD docking, this enables auto-connect to the dock. So this works today with the Intel and Qualcomm 11AD wireless docking products. So I mentioned we plan to support Bluetooth proximity connect and disconnect in a future release. And that would also make use of this option as well. So the user doesn't need to know anything other than just connecting on this will enable the auto reconnect feature. So for our wireless docking demo, I'd like to introduce you to Jay Taylor, Senior Director with Action Tech.
Thanks, sir.
All right, thanks.
Nihao Shenzhen. My name is Jay Taylor. I'm with Action Tech. And we're really excited to be here today and share with you some of the work that we've been doing with Microsoft and some of the vision and strategy that we've been putting in place to enable this docking experience. So I know I'm the guy that's standing between you, food, beverages, and fun, so I will try and make this brief and get through the process. So what I have here is a wireless dock. Now it looks just like any other dock that you might have seen. It has a lot of the common features. It has HDMI DisplayPort. It has USB 3. It has USB C for wired docking as well, Ethernet. It has all the features, including wireless charging. And this is a design that we can actually help our partners bring to market. And when people start thinking about docking, they tend to think of docking as connecting a PC to a dock, to a display, and some peripherals, keyboard, mouse, things like that. And while that's a valid scenario, docking has a lot more potential. As Steve started to talk towards some of that, docking has a lot more potential than just a single use case. And so that's what we want to share with you today and show you some of the things that you can do with docking, some of the new scenarios that you can light up with the Creators Update and Windows 10 to help you gather new opportunities, and more importantly, gather new revenue. So let me start off with something that Steve already referenced. This is the HP Elite X3 lap dock that happens to go with the HP Elite 3 mobile phone. And by the way, this is actually my personal mobile phone. There's my granddaughter. And this is actually one of the best phones I've ever experienced. Phenomenal, phenomenal product. Now, this is a project that we did with HP and Microsoft to kind of showcase what you can do with docking. So one of the things that we did with Microsoft early on was enable this wireless continuum experience. Now, there's an app on the phone. I'm going to select that. And it gives me a choice to connect to either a wired or wireless dock. Now, this is a docking experience. So I select wireless, and I hit connect. And just as Steve showed, the HP lap dock shows up on my screen. I select that from the list. And voila, there you have a wireless dock. Now, what's really interesting about this is the entire experience is being driven by the phone and the Windows 10 capabilities on the phone. That's very important to understand because there is no processor in this device. This is a screen, a keyboard, a touchpad, and a giant battery, and our wireless display, wireless docking technology built in. And so that allows me to have a full PC-like experience out of this lap dock. In fact, this very lap dock here saved me about 2 weeks ago where we lost power at my house. And I had no internet connectivity, but I had my phone and I had my lap dock, and I was able to be productive. I could do my email, I could do my PowerPoints, all of that right out of the lap dock. So it's a very, very unique experience, but it is a docking experience. Now I'm going to disconnect here because one of the other things that we lit up with this experience is NFC for docking. Now I'm going to go back, and one of the unique things that's a part of Windows 10. Oh, let me get back to my right screen here. And it gives me an automatically tap to pair to connect option. And in a second here, you'll see it pop back up on the screen. And all I did was just tap. And that's part of the user experience that Microsoft is lighting up with the Windows 10 Continuum experience. And there we go again. Simple NFC connection with docking. And what's really nice about this, and you may have seen this before, is that now my phone can actually act as a touchpad. And I can control the mouse experience. If you can see it, there we go. I'm trying to do this backwards here on the screen. But I can do email and all that kind of stuff with the HP LapDoc and the Elite X3 Windows Phone. Now, Kevin Yang over here on my right is my colleague from here from Shenzhen. And he's going to help me demonstrate some of the other capabilities of the wireless dock. So, as Steve had already explained, you know, wireless docking really does start to light up new scenarios and new experiences and new devices, which means new opportunities and new revenue, as I previously mentioned. And so we've got a Surface Pro 4 here, and it is wirelessly connected to the very dock that I showed you at the very beginning. Okay? So what we're going to show here is we're now wirelessly docked with that display, and up on the screen here is on the right. This is just a monitor with a capacitive overlay supporting touch. So it is not an all-in-one PC. We're actually docked to the screen. And so what you can see now on the screen is that as Kevin manipulates the image on the screen, we're seeing the source device manipulate with it. Now, what's really interesting about this scenario is when you start to think about where this is useful and the markets that it applies to. Because as I said, it's not just a singular experience anymore. Now we're talking about new market opportunities. For example, in education. Imagine a scenario where the teacher is wirelessly docked to the display. They're in the back of the room. They're throwing some math problems or something up on the board. And they've got an interactive projector or an interactive screen that's connected to the dock via MA-USB. They could be working with the source device while they have a student up there working with the interactive display. They could be having students solve math problems and things like that. And now we have a collaborative experience. That is a docked experience. So it's a very unique sort of opportunity that wireless docking starts to bring to the table. And so, as you see, we've got a full kind of touch capabilities, again, enabled via MA-USB. Now, another scenario that I would like to show you is how we can do storage, access storage, and things like that. So we have a flash drive plugged into this dock, and we've got some video content on there. Now, again, we are wirelessly connected to the dock, so no cables, so we're no longer tethered by anything. And Kevin is going to select that storage device. As you can see on the screen, he's mapping over towards the storage device on the dock, and then selecting it. And he's going to launch some video content. And you'll see that we're pushing 1080p video wirelessly back to the source device as well as to the display. Now, we have the audio deliberately muted because we couldn't tie into the audio here. But you can see there's no frame drops, no jitter, no glitches. And this is all enabled with the Creator's update of MA-USB that we co-engineered with Microsoft in the software stack. So we're really excited to be here sharing this vision, sharing this strategy with you. We'd love to be able to have some conversations with you, help you bring some of this technology, bring some of these products to market. We think it's going to open up a lot of opportunities across various markets and verticals, healthcare, hospitality, state and local government, corporate touchdown stations. There's lots of different use cases where wireless docking starts to have a very, very large potential opportunity and impact on the market. So, as I said, I know I'm standing between you and food and adult beverage, so I would like to hand this back over to Steve. Thank you again for sticking out throughout the day and attending this session. I know it's been a long day. And so with that, let me hand it back to Steve.
Also, I wanted to thank Kevin. I didn't introduce him before I left, so I want to make sure he gets his props. Good job, man. All right, so to summarize, we're adding new features to Windows that enable new wired and wireless docking scenarios. We want our partners to implement universal docking designs that light up the native docking features that we're adding. For wired docking, a single USB Type-C connection should be used, and that supports both power delivery, data, and display, all through one little cable. Fallback to DisplayPort over USB Type-C alternate mode needs to be supported, or indirect display. For wireless docking, we support a range of wireless docking options, including Miracast or indirect display for the display side, and rich device support using media agnostic USB. These options, again, are all designed to work over 11AC and in the future over 11AD. Finally, here's some resources that are available to get started. As I mentioned before, we'll be publishing further guidance in January for features we're adding in the Creators Update. With that, I'd like to close out this WinHack event by saying thank you. Chi-chi.